Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to you, I miss talking to Hondo, and if it were up to me, we have an hour to talk every week, and I'd make it every day. We'd have an hour to talk, and I'd make it every day. I enjoy it so much. Anyway,
we'll have to talk to the sponsors once football starts, and let me go ahead and get that out of the way, and then we'll get going, Boppy. For everybody who's tuning in for the first time or that might not be aware of it, we're brought to you each and every week here, same time, same place, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and we're brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com or sportswagers-selections.com. However you want to type it in, go visit us. Also, folks, sign up now for your free plays each and every day. And you can either visit the website or follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins. And we'll get those out to you. We didn't miss a beat. We started off after the All-Star break, just like we left off with the winner. We gave you yesterday, Friday, gave you the Rockies minus -120 with De La Rosa on the hill. They easily handled Atlanta for another win. And, folks, doesn't cost you a dime. Just take advantage of that today before any more free winners are left on the table. All right, Bobby, who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Did you see the highlight of Billy Hamilton scoring from second base it wasn't quite a double play, but they were trying to turn a double play?
Billy Hamilton is one quick SOB, as I like to call him.
On this particular play.
Amazing. Huh?
On this particular play, really the first baseman makes a throw to home plate, but Hamilton is really almost in the dugout before the throw gets to the plate. It was reminiscent of how fast Maury Wills and Lou Brock, Ricky Henderson used to do stuff. And, of course, it reminded us of that Josh Hamilton dash for the victory a few years ago in a Ranger led them to victory. So, anyway, pretty
right.
Amazing stuff.
Anyway, you're absolutely right. If somebody is quick and they've got very intelligent base running skills, a lot of times they can just carelessness, being aloof, the defense can let these guys score. And, I don't know if you've noticed it this year, but the Texas Rangers are a team like that. If you fall asleep, folks, be careful. Do it at your own peril, because they'll steal a base from you. And they've won a lot of games this year, because of that.
Well, like many teams in baseball now, the Rangers are pretty much fast top to bottom. I think only Prince Fielder and the catcher are average or below average speed. And Prince can run a little bit. But anyway, it's amazing the element to add to your team. I got one more guy we should talk about who's hot, and that's that he's reached the unlucky number 13 now. Steven Strasburg is a perfect 13-0, and he looks dominant every time out. I mean, he has that Clayton Kershaw swag about him. He is an amazing pitcher right now. A dominant number one, a true stopper, and I think probably one of the reasons why Washington will be there in the National League Championship round. Anyway, I love that. I love watching Steven Strasburg, good pitcher. His team is in the game every time, and most of the time they just outlast the other team. They're going to win every 2-1. One to nothing game that he's in. Steven Strasburg having a great year.
That is definitely true. And the Nationals, well, what can you say? They're underachievers, I would say, at this point, wouldn't you? I mean, don't you think we need to be seeing them pretty soon in postseason play?
Well, they're in first place this year, and I think they've got a real shot at winning the National League. But they're also, this is the year when they're going to be going up against the Cubs, and the Cubs look like a juggernaut. I mean, they haven't missed a beat since the All-Star break. They came back and they beat a good Ranger team on Friday night, and the Rangers it'll be tough for the Rangers to knock them off in the second game of that series. They've got Yu Darvish going, and this is his first game in, what, a year and a half? So, pretty big deal.
Right. All right. Who's not hot right now in your neck of the woods?
Well, for that, I would say a lot of the American golfers that went to the British, that went to the Open,
yeah.
In Scotland, because except for Phil Mickelson, they're having a rough time. And that's because the Open this year, because of the varied conditions there and the difference in the thing, the course is about 1,000 to 1,500 yards shorter than American courses. But because of the pot bunkers, because of the weather, you have to think. And it's the one club and the one piece of modern equipment that the modern golfer has neglected. You got to have your thinking cap on, and it doesn't work to hit a 300 yard drive if it's 100 yards into the course and you can't find it again. Anyway, it's a great thing. The Open is one of the premier sporting events. Even if I weren't a golf fan, I would watch it because it is great drama and it is great golf at its very best. So anyway, but the Open is hot. American golfers are not.
What if I was to tell you that football is fast approaching, what would you tell me?
I would say that I am so excited about the idea of Taysom Hill playing quarterback again for BYU. I haven't enthused a lot about him on the show, but he is the best, most athletic, most dynamic quarterback we've ever had at BYU, and that includes Jim McMahon and Steve Young and Robbie Bosco and even Ty Detmer. He's that good. And we've only had him on the field for the equivalent of about a year and a half, one full year and parts of three other years. So he got one extra year of eligibility this year. He's coming back after a devastating injury. And the report was he's rehabilitated that injury, and he was dunking the football at a recent fan fest. And the head coach, Kalani Sitake, comes up to him and says, "Hey, you know, that's really fantastic what you're doing. Now stop it before you hurt yourself." So anyway, right. I love that he's rehabbed, and I love the idea that he's going to come back. And it makes me think that even though there's a new staff, BYU has a shot, not that they're going to, has a shot at a great season.
You know, I don't know. Did you get a chance to catch any of the All-Star game?
Yes. Yes.
I gotta tell you, Bobby, I enjoyed that game more than I've enjoyed games, All-Star games, I think, in the last, it's going to be 10 years. And everybody asks me, well, why? What happened? You know, I really don't know, except that I thought it was very entertaining. It was very well done. I think that the award presentation before the game, giving out the award to the Padre, God, and I'm embarrassed to say his name, has escaped me this morning. Just another sign, Bobby, that I'm getting old.
Yeah.
The slugger that played so many years.
Tony Gwynn.
You know, again, I'm embarrassed, but you know, I grew up watching Tony Gwynn, and I can honestly say that I really never fully appreciated what he did as not only a hitter, but as for the community, that he was in. And just another example of not really knowing what you have until they're gone. But I thought that was a very class thing. Tony Gwynn, what they did for him and his family. Petco Park is always special. I loved that field. And it was just an enjoyable game. Now, with that being said, I wish that they do without the Home Run Derby.
No, the Home Run Derby is fine. I'm not much of a fan of the current format, but they'll come back to a better way to do this. And the other thing that they'll do is they'll make allowances for what the fans want to see. The fans really did want to see Madison Bumgarner in that Home Run Derby, and it would have been fantastic. It would have been great 50 years ago for Don Drysdale or Warren Spahn to have made an appearance, as it would have been back in the 1920s for Walter Johnson to hit against Babe Ruth. Walter Johnson was probably the second best hitter in baseball after Babe Ruth, but he didn't really play. So
my only concern comes from a GM, and would be coming from a GM with these guys. You know, the fatigue sets in. They're trying to hit the ball out. And, you can't tell me that it doesn't jack up their swing when they come back for the second half, just a little bit. And if I was a GM for San Francisco and Madison Bumgarner came to me and said, I'm going to be in the home run derby, I would just look at him and say, no, you're not, because, you know, I don't need you screwing your back up or doing something. Yeah, the guy can hit, but do you really want one of your aces to go out and do that?
Oh, I'm not near as skittish about players playing. To me, hit a home run derby, that can't be. You can talk about it changing their swing or whatever, but I mean, you know, these are ball players. These are men. You can't remedy it with a session at the batting cage.
Now, some of them are and some of them aren't men. Some of them are still boys, the game on Tuesday night was great to watch, and I'm glad it was done classy. Maybe the red carpet type of thing's a little bit overboard, but considering what they do in basketball, which I think is just an absolute joke, it was done nicely, and hats off to Major League Baseball for putting together a really fun game to watch on Tuesday night.
The great thing about the baseball All-Star game is it has always been a contest between a batter and a pitcher, and that kind of personal contest lends itself to all-star confrontations, to Carl Hubbell moments where he strikes out, you know, was it six straight Hall
right.
of Famers, or places where a guy like Ted Williams hits an Ephus pitch out of the park for a game-winning home run. I mean, it's built for all-star confrontations. The rest of the time, you're not only the games are not even playing to win. They're not even playing hard at all. I mean, it's not All-Star, it's Showtime. And it's Showtime.
Oh, you're talking about
like,
the NBA.
Yeah, it's like a scrimmage. It's like, show me what you can do, you know, against the clock, because there's no defense. And that goes for football as well as basketball. It's just really hard to get a feel for what the best that the game has to offer. But when you have Clayton Kershaw, pitching to Brent Harper, while Brent Harper's on the wrong side, to Mike Trout, now you've got – that's real, because they're both putting their best on the field, and you've got to respond. So, I love Major League Baseball's All-Star game. It's the only All-Star game I really feel like watching.
Right. No, me too. All right, let's head out to Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. And congratulations to Del Mar for putting on a very good show yesterday, opening day. Attendance was at around 42,000, and job well done. Nice full fields. We have nice full fields going today and tomorrow, first post, 2 o'clock. And our free play brought to you by horseracing-selections.com comes in the ninth race, and it is Majestic Heat. Now, this is a unusual heat. Filly from the Richard Mandela barn is going to be ridden by Fabian Pratt again. Philly is coming off of a very easy, very nice win last time, and no reason to think that she can't come back and repeat. She owns a win already over the course, which was last season, and she figures to get a good trip. So if you're heading out to the track or just want to pick up the phone and call your neighborhood friend, you know, the guy that you meet weekly at the bowling alley or behind the Albertsons supermarket, go ahead and put a couple of bucks to place on Majestic Heat Del Mar, today's ninth race. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have some more free plays for you, and Boppy will have some MLB releases. I'll have a free play for you. This is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have some more Keeping Score with Boppy.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah,
when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when
you're
hot,
you're hot.
All right, folks, we're back with more Keeping Score with Boppy. I am Eddie the Hat, and we have Big Boppy himself from Modesto. The old coach is with us, as usual, this morning. And, Boppy, what do you have for us in baseball today?
Well, I've got one game that's worth, I think, okay, worth a bet, and I got one game that I think it's really worth watching. I like the Dodgers today over the Diamondbacks, and the main reason I like the Dodgers is because Archie Bradley is going for the Diamondbacks, and he has had a very, very checkered, spotty performance of late. And I think even though Brandon McCarthy has sort of been up and down since he came back, I think the Dodgers will have more than enough in the tank to take care of business in Arizona.
Okay, 9-11 and 9-12, and folks, that game is on tonight at 5:10 in Arizona, and Boppy is suggesting a play on 9-11, the Dodgers at -$1.55. Okay.
And the game to watch for if you're going to have a look in your crystal ball to what's going to happen in the postseason. The Rangers are playing the Cubs, but what's important about this game is Yu Darvish is coming back. First game in, what, a year and some months since he's pitched, and this is going to be the Rangers need some help, I think, to hold off the Houston Astros, who are coming on like a freight train. So I think big game for the Rangers. How Darvish does is going to go a long way to deciding how they do down the road, how they do in the postseason, if they get there. So anyway, I think it's a big game. Yu Darvish going for the Rangers today. They need a big game out of him. Break the losing streak. Start the second half off half right.
That is a game, Boppy, that I looked long and hard at, and I think that any time you can get Darvish at +120, I think it's worth taking a stab at. Very intriguing matchup. I might change my mind come first pitch, but I, too, am going to be on the sideline and just watch that game. But if it drifts much higher, I might be tempted to take the Rangers in that game with the value. that it's offered. Risky, true, as you pointed out, when you got a guy coming off of a long layoff like that, and might be worth taking a shot if you want to bet an underdog. But good point.
Said anything on this one, but I got a feeling the Rangers are going to hold him to about 60 to 75 pitches. So it's like you're not going to get Darvish for that long. So there's just a whole lot of reasons why this is a game to watch and not a game to bet.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah, I agree.
What's Hondo this game?
I don't know. Hondo's not with us this morning. Hondo took a day off. So I know that, he is definitely, I'm sure, looking forward to, that game as well. But I don't know. It will be a good one to watch. I myself like the Milwaukee-Cincinnati game today, and I am going to go with 905-906, and the over-under in this game is 9.5, and I'm going to suggest a play on the overs here. You've got two pitchers, I think, that are dealing with either dead arms or they're struggling with something. Milwaukee's Nelson, his ERA and his WHIP has ballooned over the last five outings. Cincinnati's Lamb, same situation. And I think that there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game. And I think this could very well be a 6-5, 7-4 final, somewhere along the lines there. So I am suggesting a play, 905-906, in the Brewer-Reds game. Take the overs at 9.5. And that's where I land today. Boppy, I got to tell you, my friend, I got an email for you. Somebody bet Iceland, and they're looking for you.
Oh, my gosh. Was that an execution? They forgot to give the Iceland team the blindfold. Oh my goodness! There was.
I think it was tongue in cheek.
Two kinds of chances: slim and fat, and that was Iceland. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I think the email was sent to you tongue in cheek, but I'd send a grandkid out to start your car for the next couple of weeks.
Wow.
I
took a flyer on him. I believed. There's one time where you just can't believe the hype. But Iceland's performance in soccer in their pool had been stellar. And then all of a sudden it's like, now we're playing against adults or something. I don't know. Wow. It was
it was, and then of course, then we had Portugal and France in the next game, and that was certainly, a good one to watch. Anyway.
It makes you wonder if France is going to challenge Germany or England, because usually those are the two that usually walk away with the championships.
Right. All right, Boppy. Well, folks, again, our apologies to you for missing you last week, but the servers were down in the studio. There wasn't anything we could do. But we're back with you, and we'll be back with you each and every week leading up to football and beyond. Tune in here or find us on our archive file every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And, Boppy, it's that time. Go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. I wish we'd had more time together. We'll see you next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, good luck with your wagers, and we hope to see you often in the cashier's line. Until next week, good luck.